As the world commemorated the International Human Rights Day yesterday, Sudanese activist Nahed Jabrallah, who heads a Sudanese initiative to end racism and discrimination, said it was the right time to launch the initiative to remind all Sudanese they must work harder to end racism and discrimination among communities. Jabrallah says it is discrimination that forced Sudanese to take up arms against the government in Khartoum. But now the time has come to put an end to those practices.
We are here stretching our hands and work against all forms of discrimination, regardless of reasons behind. As we are launching this initiative, we bear in mind all those who are born outside official marriage, children with no parents, children living on the streets, and those with special needs, such as people with all forms of disability.
Jabrallah says the initiative is aimed at ending religious, political, and all forms of discrimination in Sudanese society. She says activists will be engaging government and traditional leaders, youth and women, to sensitize them to the dangers of discrimination in the society.
This initiative is a wake-up call to combine issues of diversity and fight against discrimination in all our walk of life. Being in media, education, organization, and all institutions, we need this initiative to be the base in all policies, laws, and even in the budget allocations so that we have a secure and sustainable Sudan.
Juma Kunda, peace advisor in the office of the Sudanese Prime Minister Abdallah Hamdok, welcomed the initiative. Kunda says the government fully supports ending all forms of racism and discrimination after the 2019 revolution that led to ending the 30-year rule of a dictatorship.
The issue of racism and discrimination is one of the complex concerns that shape political and social controversies. It also shapes cultural and religious discourse. Therefore, our participation in the launch of this initiative is a clear support to the initiative.
Kunda says, as the Sudanese people stood together during the revolution, it is possible that they can stand shoulder to shoulder to rid the country of discrimination.
We fully support this initiative and we stand beside it, and we also presented some observations that would help in shaping the final course to elevate it into people's initiative and a public culture. We need it to be adopted as a social movement to all Sudanese so that we change the Sudanese mindset towards accepting the diversity and differences and respect one another.
Jabrallah says she hopes the initiative will attract all sectors of Sudanese society in order to celebrate diversity in all respects. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.